This is an executive summary of installment sales of real estate, section 453, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Not every seller wants, or can find, a like-kind replacement property. An installment sale offers a different kind of relief. Instead of paying tax on the whole gain in the year of sale, you finance the buyer and report the gain proportionally as you collect the payments. Done well, it smooths a large gain across several years in lower brackets. Done carelessly, it collides with depreciation recapture, an interest charge on big notes, and the credit risk of your buyer. Here is how Section 453 actually works, and where it beats or loses to a 1031 exchange. When you sell property and receive at least one payment after the year of sale, Section 453 makes the installment method the default reporting treatment. You do not elect into it. You elect out of it if you do not want it. The mechanics turn on a single number called the gross profit ratio. The gross profit ratio is your total gain divided by the total contract price. You compute it once, at closing, and apply it to every principal payment you collect over the life of the note. That fraction of each payment is taxable gain. The remainder is a tax-free return of your basis. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.